8mm is a new Hollywood thriller starring Nicolas Cage as a private eye investigating the underbelly of the porn business. It's directed by Joel Schumacher, who made the last two Batman movies and the screen adaptations of John Grisham's novels The Client and A Time to Kill. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
Although it's become a cliché to talk about the banality of evil, this is not an idea that ever really penetrated Hollywood, whose notions of evil are so devoutly bombastic that you often have to fight your temptation to snicker. I lost that fight watching 8mm, a new thriller that gives lurid sensationalism a bad name. Nicolas Cage is Tom Wells, a Harrisburg, Pennsylvania surveillance specialist with a loving wife, played by Catherine Keener, and a cute baby daughter. One day, Wells is called to meet a rich local widow who's found something weird in her late husband's effects, an 8mm snuff film in which a teenage girl is apparently killed on camera. Eager to know if the film's real, she asks Wells to trace its origins and find out what happened to the girl. The assignment launches him onto a journey across America that leads, of course, to L.A., where he hooks up with Joaquin Phoenix's character, Max California, a bright, good-hearted clerk in an adult bookstore. Led by Max, Wells scuba dives in the porno swamp, looking for the sleazeballs who might film a murder for the right price. In the process, he becomes more and more absorbed by his quest, an obsession that Max tells him can be dangerous.
Look, Pops, it's not too late to change your mind about all this. I'm gonna tell you, there's things that you're gonna see that you can't unsee. They get in your head and they stay there.
How do you know what I've seen?
Okay, fine, but everybody's got their limit. Look, I've been here 6 years trying to get my music together. So I start clerking part-time where I work, you know, to make ends meet. And boom, a couple years go by and here I am. I'm just saying, before you know it, you're in it, deep in it.
Don't worry about me, but thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Pops, you dance with the devil don't change. Devil changes you.
Deep, man. In fact, this line actually is about as deep as 8mm ever gets. The screenplay is by Andrew Kevin Walker, who wrote the hit movie Seven, and his new script features the same apparent desire to grapple with evil. I say apparent because Walker is less interested in understanding evil than in milking it. He likes to titillate the audience with porno shops, flashes of nudity, sadists in hoods, and wicked tycoons who'll pay $1 million for a snuff film, just because they can. In Seven, Walker's trashy sensibility was transcended by David Fincher's directorial panache. Unfortunately, 8mm was made by Joel Schumacher, who brings nothing to the table but the desire to work us over. When he's not stealing ideas from other films, like Silence of the Lambs and Hardcore, Schumacher's letting his actors run amok. The greatest disappointment is Cage, a performer racing headlong into well-paid self-parody. Cage has said that he took the role in order to, quote, maximize his ability to do minimalist work, unquote. If this is minimalism, so is the running of the bulls at Pamplona. Tom Wells is supposed to be an experienced investigator, but Cage plays him as a hysterical innocent who, when not writhing or twitching or going berserk, stares soulfully at people as though he's melting under the weight of all human sadness. He seems to think he's in something really heavy, like Sophocles or City of Angels. Joaquin Phoenix doesn't. He knows the movie's rubbish, and he plays with the role of Max California, moving jauntily around the frame and giving his dialogue an enjoyably delicate spin. He steals the movie with the charming slyness that Cage used to bring to parts. From beginning to end, 8mm is filled with the kind of blunders that drive me nuts, such as the clips we see from the snuff film, which look like blurry outtakes from some terrible alternative rock video. What's that supposed to be? If I were paying $1 million to see someone killed on screen, I'd expect the camera to focus on the murder and not whip around the room like a frightened ferret. Yet what's even worse is the sheer laziness of its luridness. In an attempt to make us feel that we're watching characters dance with the devil, Schumacher and company blur all sorts of fundamental distinctions, like the one between sex and violence. To judge from this movie, there's no difference between reading a dirty book, going to a strip club, engaging in consensual S&M, and slaughtering innocent young girls on camera. Which is why, despite its hip cast and racy veneer, 8mm seems like a movie you'd find in a time capsule. It's the reefer madness of pornography.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.